The acting municipal director of health at Kintampo, Alice Volato, says the Kintampo Municipal Hospital cannot cope with the overwhelming situation. The authorities, she said, have referred those in critical condition to other hospitals in Sunyai and Kumasi. She said the large presence of relatives of deceased persons is also hindering efforts by the hospital authorities to salvage the situation. She spoke to Ibrahim Kwating.
There are many people coming to try and identify their relatives. And the hospital team, we are also trying to take those critically in critical conditions, refer them to other facilities. We've sent some to Pechimai. Pechimai said their place is full. So now we are referring to Sunyane and then Kumasi. Those who have head injuries, they are going to Kumasi Street. And then those with fracture are going to Sunyane and then Kumasi.
Now tell us the situation at the hospital. How is the mood like?
The hospital is crowded, overcrowded. They're crowded. It's not easy. Even the regional minister is in. No space for us even to work. We are sucking them in, so they don't give us to do our way.
The district information officer for Kintampo South, Leonard Kamwe, has described yesterday's accident as the worst ever to hit the municipality. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Kamwe complained about overspeeding and reckless driving on that stretch of the highway.
The mood in Kintampo is very bad. You go to the government institutions, you find nobody in the offices. You only have few in the offices. Others are outside. Others are the hospital or the mortuary. And the mood generally is not good.
Can you tell us whether those in the bus were from Kintampo or there were other people from different parts of the country?
For now, being and hearing the Bolga language, I am quite sure that there are some people from Bolga. And my colleague who went to the mortuary man, said that there was even somebody from Panda, Nabrongo.
Can you tell us what residents are saying? Is this the first time a major tragic accident has happened?
This is not the first time. I want to say that in Tampu, a stretch from, let's say, Bupi up to Techima, it's a very dangerous road, and we always experience accidents. Almost every week we experience accidents. The only problem about this one is the number. So, in fact, the people of Kintampo are not happy. They are complaining of how the drivers are reckless. They are complaining of how the police people are not interested in ensuring that the drivers are doing the right thing in terms of the speed and all that. You get them, all you do is maybe a different thing, but not check their speed and all that. For now, that's right. You can't even find the police with the speed gun to check the people who are overspeeding and all that. So, in fact, it's a problem.
Mr. Kamwe spoke on the role of district information officers in educating drivers and the public on the dangers of overspeeding.
For now, things are not happening as it used to happen. Because even in our reports those days, we used to record accidents. Each day, daily accidents, we used to record them. We put them in our report and then forward to our regional and then national level. And that was at the time we were being supported. So you could move the car with your officer from place to place. And even some of the accidents we used to depart to assist, either to carry people to hospital and all that. I got to a point, anytime anything, something like that, you meet the drivers, you talk to them. Next time, don't do this, don't do that. But of course, you cannot just see a bus passing and you stop the bus and say, "Driver, why are you speeding?" He will not even stop in the first place. When you go to our people in the district, it happened when we used to have money to do our normal public education and all that. So we factor in that. And so when we begin the district, we talk about the accident, the way they are happening. And so when you are on the road, how you have to be very careful. Either you are a pedestrian or you are using car or motor, the way you have to behave yourself and all that. And then when you join a taxi or any car, when the driver is overspeeding and all that, you have the right to caution the driver. And then if he is not taken, when you get to a police station or a police barrier, you can report to the police and all that. But for now, we are handicapped.